Blog Talk Radio.
Now it's time for some mind, body, and soul food with host Tanya Parker. Well, hello, 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 and welcome to Mind, Body, and Soul Food. I am your host, Tanya Parker, and I would like to thank Gay Adegbolola, who brought us in with her Hungry Woman Blues.
Sorry.
And you know that we have the cure for the Hungry Woman Blues here on Mind, Body, and Soul Food. We're on second Sundays at 6. We dish up divinely delicious consciousness-raising creations to feed your mind, body, and soul. Well, before we get into this evening's show, let me share with you a bit about myself and my services. I help facilitate expression of one's highest self through divinely inspired and assisted holistic healing, teaching, and writing services. And it has been quite some time now that my holistic table has been serving up so many different sacred offerings. And initially, when I started this business, I called it business at the time. Now I call it a ministry. When we started off, it was Mind and Body Works. And then several years back, it transformed to Mind, Body, and Spirit Works. And last year, we started the process to do yet another shift based on the offerings that we had and what was already naturally in place. We are now Mind, Body, and Soul Food. So not just the radio show, but the other delicious offerings that we have as well. And so you can find out more information about that on my various sites. Still working on updating that website. Now we have some rebranding to do on it. But definitely I'll be so excited when that is done. In the meantime, you can find out more information from this Blog Talk site. Also from Facebook, you can find me as Throat Chakra Shaman. While you're there, you can definitely like the Mind, Body, and Soul Food page, as well as the Tanya D. Parker fan page. You can find me on Twitter as Fifth Chakra Shaman, and I'm also on LinkedIn as Tanya Parker. All right. So tonight we have one of our longtime guests. He has been on our show, gosh, I don't even know how many times. Our show was almost 7 years old. And he has been on the show just about every year, I would say. And with this particular guest, he is so amazing at what he does. And he was scheduled to be here in November of last year. And unfortunately, he was in a car accident. And unfortunately, he wasn't able to get on the line. But we went on with the show, and it was a fabulous show, actually. But he is coming back today. And just waiting for him to sign on to the line. And that will be great. So that is Dr. Craig Wright. Now, before we get on to him, I do want to thank those who tuned in last month. We had my dear friend and mentor, Ife Tayo White, on. And Ife Tayo is a powerhouse. And she talked about spiritual healing and sexual energy as one. That was the second part of the conversation that we had initially done. So if you missed that, you can check that out or any of the other shows that we've done in the past on demand. But in the meantime, tonight I see lots of folks are queuing up to speak with Dr. Craig, because last year was quite interesting when he was here in March, I believe it was. We were talking about the upcoming elections that were to be held in November. And according to the numbers, it said that Hillary Clinton would win. And so that was quite fascinating. And I think everybody was predicting that to happen. And actually, that didn't take place in that sense. So I really am interested in hearing from Dr. Craig about what the numbers say about that, what the numbers are saying about our current president. And it's interesting because many people refer to him as a number, 45. So I think that's information in and of itself that Dr. Craig would have. And so other forecasts for 2017, knowing that, you know, we add up those numbers to 017 and we come to a number 1 year. So I am eager to hear from Dr. Craig. So in the meantime, I am messaging him and hopefully he will be on the line very soon. But in the meantime, I have some people in the queue, and I'm just going to check in with them and see who is on and waiting to hear from Dr. Craig. And I will take some names. Let's see. First caller is from the 201 area code, 201 area code. Caller, are you there?
Hi.
Hi there. Who's on the line?
My name is Rose.
Hi, Rose. So you'll have a question for Dr. Craig?
I wanted to know how the year looks for me.
Awesome, Rose. Well, we will definitely have you talk with him when he gets on. You are number one in the queue, so keep that question hot, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Awesome. All right. I'm going to put you back on hold. And we have a caller from the 805 area code. There are no two area codes alike on the line right now. Caller, hello, are you there?
Oh, I'm here. Hi, this is Donna from California. How are you?
Hey, Donna from the left coast.
Yeah, it's pretty sunny out here right now. It's like 78 degrees. It's incredible.
Oh, my gosh, and we're expecting a snowstorm tomorrow night.
Oh, my gosh. Well, spring will be here soon, right?
Yay. I'm looking forward to that. So you are waiting to hear a forecast from Dr. Craig as well?
Yes, please. Yes.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, you are number two in the queue. I'm going to put you back on hold. Thank you, Donna.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Now we're getting a little bit closer. We have someone with the 703 area code. I think I recognize this number.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Aurelia, how are you?
Nope. It's Tamara.
No, Tamara, I'm sorry. You know, it's either you or Aurelia, and I think you two are such good friends, and you hang out so much, you're beginning to sound alike. Have you heard that before?
Actually, this is the first official notice that we sound alike. Well, and I'll say something that would be her, and there we are.
Okay, now you are officially sounding alike. All right. Great. Well, you are an early bird, and you are the worm, you will get the worm.
All right.
So you are number three in the queue, and once we get Dr. Craig going, we can get some of these wonderful forecasts taken care of.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, great. Thank you, Tamara. I'll talk to you very shortly. All right. All right. Now we have someone in the Baltimore area code from the 443 area code. Caller, are you there?
I am, Tanya. It's Wendy.
Hey, Wendy.
Hi.
How are you?
Absolutely fabulous. How are you?
I'm feeling pretty much the same, thank you. I've been checking things out with that air fryer of yours.
Oh, my God, it's fabulous.
That fish looked amazing, I have to tell you. Absolutely amazing.
And it was so good. Tanya, it was so good and no, like, little to no oil and crunchy, like, so delicious.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, I'm going to have to check that out. Well, she's just going to have to invite
you over for dinner.
For dinner,
yeah.
So we can eat some of yours.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. Well, I know that you are looking forward to a great forecast, and so I will put you back on hold. You're number four in the queue.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, now we're going to 708. Hello, caller from the 708 area code.
Hi.
Hi,
my name is
how
Patricia.
Are you?
I'm fine.
Hi, Patricia.
I'm new.
You're new?
I am new. Yes, I am.
All right, all right. Well, it is good to have you on the call, and I am looking forward to hearing what Dr. Craig has to say.
That'd be great. Thank you.
All right. I'll put you back on hold.
Okay.
All right. We have another caller from the 410 area code. This number looks familiar, too. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hi, Tanya.
Hi. I'm supposed to recognize this voice, I know. Pardon?
It's Cindy.
Hey, sis, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good as I tap dance, my dear.
Yeah. Woohoo.
Wow. I knew this number looked familiar.
Yes, it's very familiar. Calling in to just check in with Dr. Craig today, see how things are looking for me.
Okay. Have you gotten one of his readings on this show?
No. No. That will be my first time.
Okay. He is fabulous. So hopefully he will be on with us soon. But something I do know about Dr. Craig, if he shows up late, he will stay late to make sure that he takes care of everybody. So... no worries there on that end. All right, sis, I am going to put you back on hold. And
okay.
And actually, you know, some of you are on hold and you didn't indicate you wanted to talk to the host. So make sure if you do want to speak with Dr. Craig when he gets on that you press 1. And that will indicate to me that you're not just listening to the call via the phone, but you actually do want to speak, okay? Because I do see several of you who don't have that indication. So thank you for speaking up.
Thank you.
All right. I'm putting you back on hold. And with that being said, someone from the 301 area code, caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, yeah, this is Janet from Maryland, Silver Spring.
Hey, Janet, how are you?
Hey, Tanya. I'm good and eagerly waiting to speak with Dr. Craig, my first time as well.
Oh, all right. He is awesome, and I am eagerly waiting to speak with Dr. Craig, too. So we are in the same boat this evening, my dear. All right,
I'm waiting patiently.
Okay, thank you for your patience. I appreciate everyone's patience.
Thank
all right.
You.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. So we have quite the queue. And as I mentioned, there are some folks who are listening in and they have not indicated that they want to speak with Dr. Craig. So the number here is 917-889-7806. And just make sure you press 1 to speak with Dr. Craig when he comes on. He is our numerologist who has been on our show for much of the past 7 years that we've been airing. He is of Numerology Services out of Baltimore, Maryland, and he is internationally known and respected. He is spot on. The information that has flowed through him has been amazing over the years, and the readings that he's done have been spot on, whether it's something brief through this radio program or if he follows up and does a full reading for you. Definitely some amazing information that we have found out. So hopefully he will be on with us soon. But in the meantime, what I am going to do is I am going to a little more aggressively search him out. So I am going to put on a clip from a show a few years ago with Nazia Howard, who played some amazing music as we talked about healing through sound. And you'll hear a little bit of our chat as well as some of the very soothing tones. So just stay tuned for that. Before you do, I just have to share my experience. When you were playing, I felt myself go into this automatic slowing of my breathing, expanding of my breathing, and allowing the relaxation to come in. And I love that I have this immediate response to the music like that. That's pretty amazing.
There you go. So I'm playing, all the music that I play is created through the spirit. And now, let's see, can you hear that?
I can hear that. Is that from your CD?
No, it's not from my CD. This is a new one.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
And thank you all so much for indulging me as I shared a clip from a few years ago with Nazia Howard and her beautiful, beautiful healing sounds, of which I used as the backdrop for my meditation CD, Meditative Morsels, Prayers and Meditations to Feed Your Mind, Body, and Soul. All right, so we're on Mind, Body, and Soul Food with host Tanya Parker, and we have Dr. Craig Wright on the line. And as I told you, Dr. Craig is with Numerology Services out of Baltimore, and we are so thrilled to have him back. So good evening, Dr. Craig.
Good evening, Tanya. Good to be back. Thank you for making that so.
My pleasure. So please share who you are and what do you serve at your healing services, at your healing table?
Well, I am a metaphysician, and my specialty is numerology. I basically provide most light workers information about energy. Thing is energy, everything is vibrating. My modality is numerology, which is the study of the spiritual significance of letters and numbers. Pythagoras said everything can be looked at numerically. Numbers, like music, are a universal language, understandable by all cultures. It's an ancient science, essentially. I have to assume the originators were just tremendous observers or had tremendous intuitive abilities, and over time began to associate qualities with numbers. You see, numbers are different from figures. We use figures for quantities, but numbers reveal qualities. So what I bring to my table when people consult with me, I look at the letters in their name and the numbers in their birth date, and each of which will reveal a spiritual quality, challenges, gifts, abilities, duties, responsibilities. You sort of get a look at your prenatal agreement with a numerology consultation. The letters in your name reveal your part of the contract, and the numbers in your birth date reveal what God promised you.
I love how you broke that down. So folks are going to get a chance to experience that this evening when they call in. We have quite the queue, and I spoke with several of the folks who are eagerly awaiting to talk with you and find out more about what's in store for them in 2017. So before we do that, we have some unfinished business from 2016. Do you remember when you were on my show in March and we looked at the numbers and the numbers were indicating that Hillary Clinton would become president? What happened, Dr. Craig?
I believe the numbers indicated that Hillary Clinton would win the election.
Mm-hmm.
And through some perversion that they call the Electoral College, even though she got millions more of the popular vote, she didn't end up at 1,600. She got more votes. That's what the numerology says, that she'd get more votes. When I was growing up, I was told we live in a democracy where the majority rules. But time and time again with our current system, we find out that that is not the case. So hopefully that will be one of the things that's changed. One of the things that's changed. And if we ever needed more encouragement to do so, I think it would be the results that we get from not doing so this year.
And you know what? I cannot argue
with you.
I cannot argue with you on that. Well, speaking of the one who shall not be named, some call him Voldemort, you know. No, I'm just joking there. But I do find it fascinating that people very widely refer to our current president as a number, as 45. Mm-hmm. And so I am wondering, you know, does that speak to you in any way, the numbers about that?
Well, yes. Yes. The number 45, 4 plus 5 is 9, this year, 2017. If you add the numbers in this year, 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 7, plus 7, 2 plus 0 plus 17 add up to 19. Okay, so I want to talk about both of those numbers. The number 9, which is the number 45, the number 9 is considered the Job vibration. If your listeners are familiar with the story of Job and the scripture, that information, that story, J is the 10th letter, O is the 15th, B is the 2nd, 10 plus 15 and 2 is 27, and 2 plus 7 is 9. The story of Job tells us about the number 9. Many of the stories in the scripture that where they have personalities, if you break their names down, it'll tell you about the quality of spirit or the quality of experience. In this case, we can expect about the number 9. The number 9 is drama. Job had a lot, lost everything. At the end of the story, he gets it back tenfold. But that number just brings about that type of activity. It's chaotic. You don't know what to expect. So the 9 always brings endings and completions. So we're seeing many of the patterns that previously existed coming to a close. It's coming to an end. It appears to be chaotic, and it appears as though things are being destroyed. But, you know, there is an ultimate ruler who utilizes all of us, knowingly or unknowingly, who has his hand in all of this, and it's a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call. So the number 45 means don't cry over spilled milk. Learn from the past and let it go. That's what the number 45 means. Learn from the past and let it go. It's a number 9 energy of endings and completions. So many people don't think, because of that, many people don't think he's going to make it through all of his completest term.
I'm one of them.
And even if he does, it's pretty much everyone's on board. It's just going to be a one-time event, you know, a one-term president, if he's able to complete that. So that's the number 45. It means there can be rewards, but not up to everyone's expectations. And it's a number 9, which is a lot of drama. Now, this year has been chaotic because of that number 9 associated with the number 19. We're in a 19 years, which is a 1. If you add 1 plus 9, you get 10. 1 plus 0 is 1, which is new beginnings. Everything is fresh. Goodbye to the old ways of doing things. But the drama is coming from the 9 and the 19.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that is interesting indeed and good to know. And I know folks are eager to hear individually what this 19 year has to offer for them. So is there anything in particular that you need to know from folks they call in?
Their first name and their date of birth.
Okay. So, folks, callers, you got to be able to give it up. First name and date of birth. So no need to be shy with that if you want factual information and hearing what the numbers have to say. And we have some returning callers, Dr. Craig, who have been on before to hear you, and we have some newbies as well, and everyone is excited. The first person is Rose, and Rose is very eager to get a forecast from you. Rose, are you on the air?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for your patience.
Hi.
Rose, do a forecast. I need your month and day of birth.
The month is December. The 10th is today.
Okay. To find what 2017 has in store for you, we're going to add your month and day. 10 and 12 is 22. We're going to add that to the number 19 because 2017 is a number 19 year. So 22 and 19 is 41. And 4 plus 1 is 5. Rose, the number 5, is a symbol for freedom and change. Freedom and change. So 2017, you can expect positive changes, things you've been hoping for and wishing for, you're going to start to see to manifest. If you've been thinking about changing your job or changing your residence, this is the time to do so. But take your time. You don't want to be impulsive because in the 5 year, the 41, 4 plus 1 is 5, you're going to have many things to choose from. So don't be impulsive and take the first opportunity. Weigh everything for as long as you can so that it's an informed decision and a profitable and rewarding change. The number 41 can also bring new birth into the family. And this could, if not a child, could be the beginning of a new idea or a book or a musical composition, a birth from the mind, a new concept can take form under the number 41.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Oh, by the way, in a 5 year, April will bring an end to anything that you that is no longer needed in your spiritual growth. So don't start anything new until May, because April is going to bring endings and completions. People, places, and situations will be leaving your experience in April.
All right. Great. Thank you.
Okay, Rose. You're
mm-hmm.
welcome.
Thank you, Rose. All right. Now we have someone from the 805 area code. This is Donna. So, Donna, we, Dr. Craig, needs your day and month and day of birth.
Okay. Hi, Dr. Craig.
Hi, Donna.
My name is with two N's, D-O-N-N-A. My birthday is April 22nd.
April 22nd. Okay, Donna. First of all, I'm impelled to share with you that your ability to write and speak will be very important in your success, your voice. Should you decide to write, that you write could make it to the big screen.
Oh, my. Okay.
So I want to encourage you to continue to bring and seek to bring inspired messages to the masses.
Okay.
Okay. Now, that's not what you called for, but I felt compelled to share that with you when you gave me your name and birthday. To do your forecast, we're going to add your month and day. 4 plus 22 is 26. And we're going to add that to 19 because 2017 is a 19 year. 26 and 19, there's that number we talked about, the number 45, our president, the number 45, the number of drama, endings, completions. So that's what 2017 is going to be for you, Donna. It's time to learn from the past and let it go.
Mm.
That's the impetus for the entire year. Start cleaning out your closets. You may even start packing your bags. You may even take a long-distance trip this year. But your situation is in its final phase. And by that I mean we travel through cycles of 1 through 9. When we count, we start with 0, we go up to the number 9, and then we start again with 10, which is another form of the number 1. 10 is 1 and 0, and 1 plus 0 is 1. So you're coming to an end of a 9-year cycle. So things you have been working on can reach their fullest potential. For example, I mentioned sharing inspirational writing. If you had already started working on a book, for example, you might get a publisher this year. So it's a great time for reaping, harvesting. It's that type of energy, harvesting seeds that were planted in the past. But it is not a time for planting new seeds. Have to wait until at least October before you try anything new. Anything that you try now is under the old cycle. So you want to wait until then. Learn the lessons of the past. There may be someone from the past that reappears. Oftentimes the past is revisited in the number 9 year. And this universe testing, the universe giving you the opportunity to see who you are, see if you've learned from your experiences. You, by the way, Donna, are an old soul, been here many, many times before, so you have the gift of creative visualization. Anything that you visualize, you can materialize.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that. Yeah. You know, I've won a lot of things, car trips, things like that. What, did you say a little bit earlier, Dr. Craig, that you saw travel with me? Because there's two gentlemen I'm talking to on the Internet to meet, you know, prospective mate, husband.
Well, the number 22 is a global vibration, an international vibration. So, yes, definitely travel. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good, because both these gentlemen travel, and I don't know which one I, you know, like more than the other yet, so I guess with time I'll see and, yeah, go from there, yeah.
Well, thanks for calling. I'm going to be
Thank
giving
you.
Out a website address
right.
later in the program, and
I'd like that.
One of my services is compatibility charts. If you'd like
okay.
to get a spiritual insight as to how you would interact with both of them.
Okay, I like
prospects.
That. Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate this.
Okay, Donna, you're welcome.
Good luck to you, Donna.
Thank you.
All right. So now we have a returning caller from the 703 area code. Tamara, are you there?
I am. Hey, Dr. Craig, how are you?
Tamara, fine, thank you.
Good. My birth date is 3/15.
Okay. 3/15. Your month and day add up to the number 18, and 1 plus 8 is 9. When your month and day equal 9, it means you are in harmony with the universe, and your mission is to uplift the planet.
Ooh.
So you're a rescuer. You are a rescuer. Teacher, nurturer, counselor, healer, and a rescuer. And this year for you, if you add your month and day, it adds up to 18. 18 and 19 is 37. And the number 37 is a number 1 vibration. 3 plus 7 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. So that means you're in a number 1 personal year. It's time to put your priorities first. It's time to think in terms of your needs, and it's also time for new beginnings. Last year was a number 9 year for you, so that was a time of letting go, endings, completions. And like the story of Job, the 9 year often brings a lot of drama. So this year, the smoke clears, and the way to go starts to become evident. It's a number 1 year. The 37 emphasizes friendships, partnerships, love, and family. So a friendship can help you achieve or a friendship with an influential person can help you achieve your goals this year. It can come through your mate or through an existing relationship. Your family is going to be pulled tighter together this year. The 37 is also a great time for making plans with the opposite sex. A time where business, you have business and you will benefit financially. It's also a great travel vibration. Many times the 37 year will require travel in order to bring things to a successful conclusion.
All right. I'm excited.
New beginnings, fresh start.
All right. New beginnings, fresh start. Okay. Wow.
That sounds
promising.
Wow,
you hit on everything. I know, right?
Awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you
very
much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for calling
in,
Tamara.
All right.
All right, Dr. Craig, we have other folks on the queue, but you know what? I heard that self-care piece, and I said, you know what? There are benefits to being host. So I'm going to pause right now to give my birthday and see what's in the numbers for me.
Okay.
I love it. All right, so my birthday is 10-7, October 7th.
Okay, 10 plus 7 is 17. And we're going to add 19 to that because it's a number 19 year. 17 and 19 is 36, and 3 plus 6 is 9. So you're also in a number 9 year, like Donna. Donna is in a 9 year. And the 9 brings completions and fulfillment, things you've been working on a long time. If you planted an apple tree in a 9, in a number 1 year, in a 9 year, it's time to pick the fruit. It's not a time for starting anything new. The number 36 is a vibration that will give you a temporary burden, a temporary burden of obstacles that test your inventiveness in your leadership. So the 36 can place a temporary, and I want to emphasize that, a temporary burden of some type that will give you the opportunity to show the universe how you can express relentless determination. So set your goals and have confidence that they will be reached. Keep your faith. Keep believing. When the problems rise up, have joy that you spoke to Craig Wright and he already told you about them, and just focus on the prospect that this is just a sign, it's all coming to a close. Anything that you have to face, the universe will provide you the strength, intuition, and vision to overcome it. They say necessity is the mother of invention, and that's the number 36. Obstacles that appear temporary, any burdens that come up are just an opportunity to be inventive and come up with solutions, finding solutions and completing projects. That's what this year is all about, finding solutions and completing projects. The end is a number 9 year. It can bring endings, separations, and apparent losses. I say apparent because if we remember the story of Job, that's the number 9. You're in the Job year.
Mm-hmm.
Job lost everything, but by the end of the story, he got it all back. Double, tenfold.
Mm-hmm.
It was magnified. So anything, any losses that appear are only things no longer need. But it may take a while for you to figure that out. I'm sure Job did not like losing his flock and his sheep and his family. I'm sure he did not enjoy that. But over time, it all came back. So if there are any endings or separations or apparent losses, they are necessary to free you for the new cycle that you're going to enter in 2018, which would be your number 1 year.
Awesome. I've already seen some of that taking place, so thank you for that confirmation. I'm ready. I am ready.
Okay, that's
okay.
Good.
Okay, thank you so much. Oh, go ahead.
You're very welcome. I was going to say September is going to be your 45 month. September. So that's a month when even if there are things you want to hold on to, but the universe knows, nah, you don't need this anymore. No matter how hard you hold on, it's gone. The number 9 month and the number 9 year. So wait until after September to start anything. And be prepared for September to live, let live, be tolerant, and have faith and confidence that God knows best and everything is working out as it should be.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome sauce. Now we have someone local from the 443 area code. My friend Wendy is on the line. Wendy, what's your birthday? Hello, are you there, Wendy? All right, I'm going to put Wendy back on hold for the moment, and I am going to move to the 708 area code. I'm trying to get, my computer is acting a little bit strange today, so I'm trying to find that particular caller. There she
Hello.
Is. That's Patricia.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, thank you. My
birthday
is 1/7.
All right. I'm wondering if I accidentally, instead of cutting off Wendy, if I... I think I must have done Dr. Craig instead, so I apologize. Dr. Craig, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I apologize. I clicked on the wrong Baltimore area code number. So we have Patricia, whose birthday is 1/7.
Yes, I was talking about the number 7. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Okay, great. The number 7 is the number of faith and wisdom, which will require you to spend lots of time in quiet and solitude, being receptive. 7s are very, very intuitive. And people who were born January the 7th cannot avoid being of service to others. Come here to be of service. Many ministers are 7s, by the way.
Yeah.
For your forecast for this year, we're going to add your month and day. 1/7 is 8. We're going to add that to 19, 2017, and that gives us 27. So like several others, you're also in a number 9 year. 2+7 is 9. The year of endings, completions, wrapping things up. People, places, and situations that are no longer necessary for your spiritual growth will be leaving your experience as you will be coming into a cycle of new birth, the beginning of a new business. It's a great time for marriage, the number 27. Things will be growing, blossoming, bearing fruit. It's a very fertile, the number 27 is a very fertile, promising time. Relationships in bloom, marriage, close partnerships are great possibilities under the 27 vibration. Remember, it's a harvest energy. So if you've been in a relationship, if you've been in a long engagement, this year it'll blossom into the partnership and the marriage you've been hoping for. That's just an example. Close partnerships are always a possibility. Whenever the number 2 shows up, in your case it's a 27, 7 being your day of birth, so that's all good. And the 2 stands for a pair or partnerships. So this is a great year for enlisting the aid of others, and they'll be more than happy to see that you get exactly whatever you need. If you're a positive, you can expect if you're a positive, you can expect the same from those that you deal with. This year could mark the beginning of your fortune. The things that you initiate this year can ultimately bring wealth, prosperity, and the goals that you seek. But it's all about expressing a positive, expectant attitude, and you can bring about the best of the number 27. 27 is God's favorite number, so expect to reap abundantly. Many of the giving that you've done in the past, helping others, being there, and they did not say thank you, this year God says thank you.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
A long-distance trip is also a distinct possibility. And if there's been any legal difficulties, any problems at all, you win in May.
Oh, wow. That's great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. God bless.
Thank you so much for calling in, Patricia.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, sure. All right. Now, we will get back to Wendy because I know what I did. I think I tuned out Dr. Craig instead of tuning in Wendy. So I am on with Wendy now.
Yes, you are.
Hey, Wendy, sorry for the confusion. What is your birthday?
That's okay. It is 2/14. Hi, Dr. Craig.
Hi, Wendy. 2/14, the number 14. The 14 is an ancient symbol for the scribe. So you are a communicator. Here to deliver inspired messages to the world, to be a change agent. Your words can manifest change. The 14 also means easy does it, temperance. Easy does it. You don't have to worry about change. You are change. It's coming, maybe not as fast as you think, but change will manifest through you. You're here to rock the boat and cause some trouble, Wendy. Let's add up your month and day. 2 + 14 = 16. We're going to add it to 19 and come up with the number 35. And 3 + 5 = 8. 8. So the 8 is symbolic of money and power. So this year, Wendy, it's going to be your year. Do you spell your name W-E-N-D-Y?
Well, actually, my legal name is Norinda, and I spell it N-O-R-I-N-D-A.
Okay, well, someone called you Wendy. I'm asking you, how do you spell that?
Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y.
That is also a number 8. So if you're presenting yourself as Wendy, and I assume you are, at least in some circles, this year is going to vibrate well to that energy and will give you the opportunity to achieve recognition in business, and also all major purchases are favorite this year, new homes, automobiles, major appliances. The number 8 is a number of reaping. It is the all else added unto you. 7 is seek the kingdom, and 8 is all else is added unto you. So this is a great year for you in terms of when almost anything can happen, you should be prepared. The demand will be toward more responsibility, and more discipline. You'll have to use your stored energy sources. Last year was a 7-year. Things may have been slow. This year will not be the case. You may be promoted this year and have to withstand more pressure or more work. Honors bestowed. It's a reaping. Sense of 8 is a reaping energy. You may finally be recognized for past efforts this year. All 8s, like the 35, are money vibration. So a job advancement can mean an increase in salary, but under the 35, inheritances can also be another source of income. So the number 8 will require you to get sufficient rest and eat well, because there will be great demands made upon you this year. People will be looking to you, and your power will be evident this year. Your health can actually improve this year, under the 8 through, you'll never feel more alive than you do this year. The demands on you mentally and physically can improve your health. It gives you tremendous vitality. So, Wendy, make sure you get the job done, whatever the job happens to be.
Wow. Yes, sir. I really, yeah. Okay. I thank you. Wow.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so
and
much.
Expect breaks and endings in the month of May. Everybody is in breaks and endings. Everybody isn't going to the promised land. There was not a seat on the ark for everyone. So in May, there's going to be breaks and separation.
And I know that. And it's not the month, but I know that. Absolutely.
All right.
So I just want you to know that it was all in divine order, so you won't, you know, fret over it. It's all in divine order, and everything is as is meant to be.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Wendy. God bless.
Thank you, Wendy, for calling.
Thanks, Tanya.
All right. Okay, so Dr. Craig, you are on a roll. Those are some amazing numerology readings that are flowing through you right now. We are staying in the Baltimore area with a 410 area code, and we have Cindy on the line. Hey, Cindy. What's your birthday?
Hi, Tanya. Hi, Dr. Craig. My birthday, how are you? My birthday is 325.
Okay, Cindy. The number 25 has been attributed with prophetic ability, particularly through the dream state. So you might want to keep a pencil, a pad, or a tape recorder near your sleeping area, because when your birthday is on the 25, you have access to hidden areas of divine wisdom, and you can share that with others.
Okay.
The 25, 2 plus 5 is 7, is a number of faith. So faith is the assurance of things unseen, and that means since you're born on the 25th, nothing is going to be easy, and success will come only after difficulty, because your faith is being tested constant. So if you hang in there and keep faith, you can manifest that which you desire, but it's not going to be handed to you on a plate, on a silver platter. There will be obstacles, a lot of drama, tests. Many 25s change their residence often, but ultimately, the 25 can be successful at any enterprise that they get involved in if they're able to hang in there and keep their faith, keep believing, keep your eyes on the prize, keep visualizing that which you want, despite it's never going to happen for you the first time. I don't care if you're calling 411 to get information from the operator. The first call is just not going to work. So that's the 25. You're constantly being tested to keep believing and keeping your faith. And if you do, you can manifest by that which you will. We're going to add your month and day. 3 and 25 is 28. We're going to add 19 to that because it's 2017. So that's the number 19 year. 28 and 19 is 47. And 4 plus 7 is 11. Now, that's a master number. Double digits are master numbers. 11, 22, 33, 44, right up to number 99, all double digits. The 47 is the number 11. It's called the master teacher vibration. And the 47 year gives you the opportunity to use your discrimination to weigh, to select, and to discard. The word fire is a number 11. And very often, fire is used as a purifying element. To purify metal, to purify liquids, we boil them, we pasteurize things. So this year is a number 11 year. So it will demand additional effort from you, but promise greater rewards. So this is a year to move on your dreams. You don't want to sit back and or doubt yourself. You don't want to scatter your energy this year because under the 47 vibration, many of your desires can become reality. Dreams becoming real. The 7 is symbolic of intuition. We think in terms of visualizing or dreaming. And the 4 is a number of manifestation. It was the 4th day when God created the earth. So things manifest under, they materialize under the number 4. So the 47 literally means this is a year where your dreams can come true. That's the 4 and the 7. But it will require you to use the fire to burn away anything that isn't true or pure. So expect distractions, temptation, and these are things, the things I'm talking about are vanity, illusion, ego, frivolity, glamour. These are things that can trip you up. But by weighing, selecting, and discarding where your true values are, and maintaining a balance between the emotional and practical factors of your life. Again, that's the 7 and the 4. The 7 and the 4 are considered the holiest of all the numbers because they're made up of parts of the cross. You can make a 7 and a 4 using parts of the cross. So they're very holy vibrations. So you can expect mystical or psychic experiences this year. I don't know if you have a spiritual practice, but I would recommend prayer or meditation, or just getting away by yourself to some quiet space. And you can use these experiences for inner guidance. That's the number 47, making wise choices, listening to the inner voice, not the loud noise of those outside of you, but the still voice within, being ever aware of the true value behind any illusions you see, and the proper selections can bring you true love, a happy marriage, material prosperity, and spiritual peace. It can all be yours this year, Sandy. So keep the faith.
Okay, Sandy. Great. Sandy. Thank you.
If you ever thought about writing a book, this is the year to get it done.
You said this is the year to get it done?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Thank you, Cindy, for calling in.
Thank you, Tanya.
Sure. All right, Dr. Craig, how are you holding up?
Doing great. Doing good. Awesome. Like all the other callers, I too want to thank you for making this nexus, this connection possible for all of us.
Oh, it is always my pleasure. Always my pleasure. Well, we have another first-time caller, and Janet is in the 301 area code, And I tell you, the queue has been so long, I'm searching here for her number. There we go, Janet. So what is your birthday?
Hi, Dr. Craig. My birthday is 9/10.
Okay, 9/10. Janet, if you haven't already, want to make sure you educate yourself regarding finances, dealing with money, accounting, bookkeeping, personal finance. Because your chart shows you're going to need those skills.
Oh boy.
Okay. The number 10 is always associated with the wheel of fortune. Resource, any type of resources that are needed to make up again fortune, fame, luck, turn for the better. Inheritances, the number 10 is a great number when it comes to finances. It also gives you an opportunity to be self-employed, where, again, having knowledge of accounting and bookkeeping and things like that are going to be an asset because you know if you're successful by the numbers. So you don't want to take someone else's word on. You want to be able to verify the numbers yourself. Okay. Let's add your month and year. 9/10 is 19. And this year is a 19. So 19 is 38. So like the previous caller, Cindy, you're having a number 11 here as well. Cindy has a 47. You're having a number 38. 3 plus 8, of course, is where your 11 comes from. Like all 11, it's a master number. And the master number vibrations require more from us, demand more from us, but promise even greater rewards. In fact, the 38 is arguably one of the best vibrations. We numerologists go back and forth over the 38 and the 65, but you know, I always cast my vote with the 38. It's a vibration where your cup can run it over. So this year, 2017, many advantages can come your way. Your fondest desires can be fulfilled, and people in high positions will not only offer you assistance, but may bestow some sort of recognition upon you. The 38 can often bring the spotlight on you in some way for what you have been working on. People will finally recognize and give you rewards. The 38 is also a vibration that will enhance partnerships. 3 plus 8 is 11, and 1 plus 1 is 2. So at the base of the 38 is a 2. So if you've been looking for romance, the 38 will feel the vibration. If you're in a relationship, it will be enhanced. The 38 is a vibration that brings deep and abiding relationship encounters. So marriage, partnerships, existing relationships are in hand. Family members are drawn closer together. It's a great, great fruitful vibration. As I recommended for Cindy, I recommend under the 11 that people keep writing instruments or some type of recording device because you're going to be in tune to your subconscious under the number 11. And this is the time you can receive messages from your spirit, your inner self. The body is a temple of the spirit within. And under the number 11, the master teacher is the spirit within you. So if you're in tune, the still voice becomes a shout in a number 11 year. So there's a very powerful spiritual force present that can move in your life to awaken a deeper part of you this year. So I mentioned 10 can bring abundance. This could be the year where that happens to you. It's also associated with spirituality, So metaphysical discipline, numerology, for example, chanting practice to get in touch with your higher self. So much of value is found materially, but even more as you tune in to your inner voice.
Oh, that's beautiful, Dr. Craig. And I am self-employed, and I do massage numbers quite frequently. Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you so much.
Your,
I appreciate
expect
it.
Your, expect your practice to really blossom this year. And if you've been contemplating a move or another or some type of expansion, that would be possible in August.
In August, okay. All righty, I'm excited and I really appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you for
Thanks
calling,
for calling, Janet. Janet.
Thanks, Tanya. Be blessed. Thank you.
Wow. I love when it's people I know and I know different aspects of their life. And when you provide the information, I'm just over here smiling. I love it.
I'm smiling more.
Okay. Great.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, Janet. And we have...
Thank you, Dr. Craig.
All right. And let's see, our next caller is from the 240 area code, 240. So that's local as well. And that caller has been on hold for a bit. Caller from the 240
Hello?
Area code, what's your name and what's your birthday?
Hi, Tanya. This is Janae, also known by Nala. My birthday is 9/30. Hi, Dr. Reverend Wright.
Hey, Nala.
I met you, Dr. Wright, at Karma Fest about almost 6 years ago, and you told me my chart was very similar to Tupac's. And I was wondering how I have made out thus far, numerologically speaking, yes.
Well, it's good to hear from you again. I'm not sure how you've made out. I guess you could tell us more about that. But today I can share we're doing forecasts for this year. I can share that with you. I'll let you know what's coming up.
Okay.
I can share this with you. You came here to be of service. You cannot avoid being of service to others, particularly young people. The number three is a symbol for expression and youth. So that's going to give you the ability to sing, paint, dance, write, speak, anything artistic, decorative, colorful, and working with children. It also is a vibration that is so optimistic and positive that you will retain a youthful appearance throughout your life. No one's going to believe your age when you tell them. In numerology, zero is a symbol for God. So three stands for expression, and zero stands for God. So you have to be very, very careful of what you say because it has power behind it. Your words have power behind them.
Mm.
A lot of power. So let's add your month and day. 9 and 30 is 39. This year is the number 19 year. 39 and 19 is 58. 5 and 8 is 13. And 1 plus 3 is 4. Now, the number 4 is a symbol for orderliness. It's also associated with manifesting things.
Ooh.
On the fourth day, God created the earth. So things move from the idea stage, from the thinking about it and telling others and dreaming, into the manifestation phase under the number 4. So 4 is associated with work and order. Work in order. So it's time to put your nose to the grindstone and get serious about your future. The 58 will basically bring everything to a grinding halt to give you a chance to rest, to find relief, convalescence. Okay? It's a period of quietude and retreat, but to give your mind rest. To get out of conflicts, to hang up the sword, to stop worrying, and to turn within. Okay, the moon waxes and wanes, the tides ebb and flow. This is your year to wind it down. Okay? Wind it down. Seek solitude, peace, retreat. Gather your strength. Gather your strength. It's also a time for planning. The mind is soil and thoughts are, so the 4, once you slow down, will give you the opportunity to start to analyze your situation and logically decide the best way to proceed. Okay, sometimes you have to get off the road, pull off the road and study the map.
Yeah.
As opposed to just driving and saying, well, we'll get there, we'll get there. You know, sometimes you got to pull off the road and study the map. So this is your time to take a little break and analyze your situation. Who are you with? What are you doing? What are your plans? This year you can put the smallest piece of your life into perspective and clearly see what really has the value. That's what time it is. What's really important. And this solitude that people experience in the 58 year, it can manifest in many different ways. Hopefully, you're hearing me say it, so you will start to create quiet time. But under the 58, if you don't, there can be an illness. The universe,
yes.
If you don't slow down, the universe will shut you down.
Yes, I know that
okay.
to be true.
Absolutely. So hopefully this will be a self-imposed vacation for us, not an enforced retreat from social unrest or a convalescent period. But whatever the impetus, this year will require concentration and meditation on the experiences that have brought you to where you are at this particular point and juncture in your life. You're approaching a crossroads. You're approaching a crossroads, so it's time to study the map of your heart to know exactly what's of value so you know where you want to go. So when you get to the crossroads in 2018, you'll be prepared. Because change is coming. Change is coming. So this is the year. If you use this year wisely, it can lead to a change for the better. Because the conclusions you arrive at subconsciously this year are going to affect actions next year. So this is a year you're planting the seeds of change through contemplation. And next year, you're going to see the changes manifest.
Woo! Thank you so much, Dr. Wright. I receive all that, and I'm going to be good. I'm going to rest. Definitely.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for calling, Nala.
Thank you, Tanya.
All right, my dear. Dr. Craig, we have two more callers that we would like to fit in. One is from the 678 area code, and one is from the 863 area code. So first, our 678 caller, I believe that's the New York area code. Are you there? Hello, caller, are you there from the 678 area code? Maybe they are on hold. All right. Then we will go to the 863 caller.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hello. What's your name and birthday?
My name is Julia, and my birthday is September 16th.
Okay, Julia. Thank you for calling. You're all about orderliness. You have us taking what is old and making it new, helping people find their foundation. You have a lot of how-to energy associated with your chart, and hopefully you're writing. Hopefully you're writing and sharing your wonderful gift of how-to and how to help people find their order and their balance through the written words. It's a gift that you have. You're something of an expert in your field, and people will seek you out for your gifts. Your gift is your mind. Your mind is what sets you apart. Let's add your monthly day. 9 and 16 is 25. And your year, this year is the number 19. 25 and 19 is 44. And 4 plus 4 is 8. Now, the number 8 is a symbol for money and power. We had another caller that called in. They were having a 35 year. And I talked about financial increase, major purchases. All that's true about all number 8s. Her 8 was a 35, which is the 8 of inheritance. But yours is a different type energy. It's a vibration of karma, reevaluation, and opportunity. Karma, reevaluation, and opportunity. Like all 8s, all financial matters are favored in a number 8 year. You can buy a new house. You can buy a new car. You can get a bank loan. You can get a promotion. But the 44 is a master number. All double digits are master numbers. And the double 4 means this year you will be offered an opportunity to reevaluate your present circumstances. You will have time to contemplate the value of the rewards you receive. If your assets have been provided, your status, finance,
Dr. Craig,
I
apologize for cutting in, but you're kind of fading out a little bit, and I want to be able to hear everything you're saying.
Right, yeah.
Well, I got all my bars and I'm fully charged. I don't know why I'm fading.
Oh, you're
well, you
great now. It just
clear.
Went out for just
now.
A minute. You're clear now. Thank you. Sorry about that. I hated to interrupt you, but it's like, oh, I want to hear everything he's saying.
Oh, that's okay. I don't know what's going on with that, but I'm
the
not
last
sure.
Part I heard, I'm sorry. The last
yeah, what
part
was
I heard,
last
you
part?
Were talking about the master number 44, and this year I would be offered an opportunity to reevaluate, and you kind of cut in and out a little bit after that.
Yes, the 44 gives you an opportunity to evaluate your present circumstances.
Okay.
Are we still good? You hearing me? Okay.
Yeah.
So
great.
What does that
Thank
mean?
You.
This is a year you can you can measure the reward that you're receiving, the value of the rewards that you're receiving. If your efforts have been productive, this year you'll see an increase in status and finances and promotion. Others will be bestow kindness upon you, friends and family gather and increase. So that will be an indication to keep on doing what you're doing. It's all good. However, if past efforts are only bringing unwanted or restricting burdens on you, you may want to just give up or sit back this year. You may feel discontented or closed in. So that's the 44. The 44 is like a mirror, if you will, and it shows you a clear reflection of if you're doing what you're meant to be doing. If you are, you'll see the rewards this year. But if you're not being rewarded for what you're doing, if you feel discontented, then this year will graphically depict any missing links in your experience. So it's a time of reevaluation. If you see an increase you're in the right field. You're with the right people. If you don't see an increase, if there's complications, then that's a tip-off. It's time to think about change. Okay, the 44 is called the Master Liberty Vibration. So this is the year where your intuitive nature is heightened. Like all master numbers, it gives us an insight to tap into our spiritual selves. And the answers that you seek will be available within. Not only that, but the advice that you give this year, your advice and wisdom can set other people on their path of liberation. So this is your Moses, if you will, to go to the mountaintop, to seek a connection with Creator, and to set the captives free, even if you're one of the captives.
Wow.
Are you there, Julia?
Yes. Yes, I'm here. I just didn't want to interrupt again. That's amazing.
Okay.
Wonderful. Wow, you are holy smokes. Thank you. That was amazing.
Wow. Julia, thank you so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
Thank you both so much. I appreciate it. And thank you, Dr. Craig. That was amazing.
Thank you for calling. God bless.
All right. Good night. God bless.
Well, that was definitely beautiful. You have just truly provided some amazing messages for our callers this evening. And I want to make sure that folks get a chance to know how to contact you to follow up. As you mentioned, you do compatibility readings. You do full numerology charts for folks. So please tell us, how can folks contact you, and do you have any specials going on?
Yes, I have a special going on for anyone who's interested in a compatibility report. Right now they are half off. And also anyone who's interested in a 12-month forecast, all you have to do is order a 6-month forecast, and the other 6 months will be free. To take advantage of either of those, you would need to contact me via email so I know. This is just a special offer being offered to the listeners of this program. Good hostess Tanya Parker has enabled us to connect, and we don't want to take away any financial roadblocks for offering these discounts. So you can contact me via email at cr77ig@gmail.com. Again, that's cr77ig@gmail.com. If you're interested in the compatibility reading or the forecast, just let me know through the email that you are listening to the show. You can also select from a full range of my services by visiting the website at www.craigewright.com.
All right, wonderful. www.craigewright.com. Thank you, Dr. Craig, for once again wowing us with your numerology extraordinary skills. Blessings to you and all of our listeners. Until we next time at the Mind, Body, and Soul Food table.